A generation ago, people who were adopted usually had no idea who their biological parents were. That's changing. Adoptees are tracking down their birth parents by surfing the internet or using new laws that let them open sealed records. But American babies adopted today are likely to know from the start who gave birth to them. They may even see their birth parents on a regular basis. This is called open adoption. Statistics are hard to come by, but experts agree that open adoptions are becoming much more common, and in some parts of the country, they're the norm. As part of the Changing Face of America series, Morning Edition has two stories this week about adoption and family. Today, NPR's Neva Grant reports on a family she's known for several years who live in Portland, Oregon.
When I first met Sam Serkin and Aaron Fair, one of the first things I learned about them was how much they wanted to have children, how hard they were trying to get pregnant. Today, if you were to meet them, one of the first things you'd learn is that they're a family.
Good morning.
Hi, Joey.
You don't want this? Want some strawberries?
They adopted a boy, Jesse, who's now 5. A girl, Zoe, who just turned 2.
Have five?
You know how to do five, Zoe? Go like this.
She gave me a high five.
You hit Jesse.
And then it hurt.
When Sam and Aaron adopted Jesse and Zoe, they took 4 other people into their lives, the biological parents of their children. They met through an adoption agency. 3 of the birth parents were teenagers at the time. And they interviewed Sam and Aaron about what kind of parents they'd be. Were they smokers? Were they religious? Did they cook vegetarian? And they also talked about how often they'd get together after the adoption. Adoptive mother Aaron says she wanted the kids to see a lot of their birth parents.
I mean, there's so much literature out there. You go to any library and there's books on the shelf saying, searching for myself or this or that. It's all about birth parents or what am I going to do when I find them or are they going to reject me? There's so much in the media right now about searching for who you are. And the thing I love about open adoption is there are no missing pieces. It's all just right there. We have an ongoing relationship.
Ongoing relationship means many things in open adoption. For some, it means that you just exchange letters and photos at Christmas time. Other birth and adoptive parents may get together, but only once a year. In Aaron and Sam's family, the kids see their birth parents several times a year. Jesse's birth dad takes Jesse to the zoo. Zoe's birth mom takes Zoe to the mall to show her off to her high school friends. And sometimes she babysits for Zoe. Adoptive parents Aaron and Sam say when some people hear that, their jaws drop.
Well, another mother said to me, I would never let my birth mother babysit my child because I would worry about what kind of relationship they were developing. And I don't feel that way at all. I feel like the more that they can develop a relationship with each other, the stronger a bond they'll have, the more they'll learn about each other.
I think the more closed you are and the more closed the adoption is, the more opportunities there are for tension or second guessing or concern, and the more open you are, the less stress there is.
When Zoe was born 2 years ago, her birth mother had just turned 17. Sam and Aaron, the adoptive parents, were in the birthing room. Sam cut the umbilical cord. Aaron ran the video camera.
Is everybody trying to weigh Zoe?
614.
Wow.
614.
That is lucky.
Sam and Aaron watch this video and talk about how lucky they are. It's hard to adopt in this country. There are fewer babies these days, fewer American women having babies that they don't want to keep. And that's one of the reasons open adoption has become more common. Women who place their babies for adoption are in high demand, and many want to do it on their terms, with no secrets and no shame. Sam and Aaron say Zoe's birth mother, whose name, confusingly, is also Aaron, was upbeat and matter-of-fact during the adoption. When Aaron was pregnant, Sam says, he would sometimes ask, "How's your baby doing?" And she'd always correct him. "This isn't my baby," she'd say. "This is your baby."
And when the birth came and we were there and the baby was out there and crying and needed milk, and there was the birth mother, Aaron, sitting there, and we said, "Well, how about we just put her on your breast, Aaron?" And I think literally we got the baby in her arms and close to her chest, and Aaron looked up and said, I can't do this. This isn't what I had planned to do. And I think it was a very strong sense of wanting to make sure that the bonding was occurring with us and not with her.
To me today, even, it still seems like so awkward that I had a child. But when I do see her now, I mean, it's really cool.
Zoe's birth mother, Erin Mulligan, is 19 years old now. She goes to college a few hours' drive from Portland, and she sees Zoe about once every 3 months.
Hi. Hi, Zoe.
Can you say hi?
Are you being shy? I like your pigtails. Are those your pigtails?
Want to go inside for a minute?
Yeah.
The two Aarons and Zoe head up the stairs into Aaron Mulligan's college room, which is plastered with pictures of sunflowers and smells like nail polish.
You're so big, Zoe. Okay.
Did you make that, Zoe? Did you make that for Aaron?
Yeah.
Aww, what are those?
Flies.
Butterflies.
See the butterflies.
That's very pretty.
What can I not play this?
Huh?
She'd love to go through your purse. She wants her own wallet. She calls a wadit.
19-year-old Aaron Mulligan says it's neat to play with this little girl who inherited her blonde hair and her blue eyes and long lashes. But she says Zoe doesn't feel like her daughter.
The way that she feels to me, and like the only way I can like describe it is almost like a niece, but a lot more special than that. An extra, extra, extra special niece.
Even if Aaron changed her mind one day and wanted to reclaim Zoe as her daughter, legally she couldn't. Open adoptions are as binding as any other kind. Ask Aaron why she didn't do a traditional sealed adoption, and she says this.
Can't imagine, can't put myself there because I would never ever do that. I wouldn't be able to because I wouldn't know, okay, how is she? What kind of place is she in? Is she being taken care of? And that would really bug me. And, you know, also I'd think, okay, well, she's going to really wonder why I gave her up.
Aaron says when Zoe's old enough to ask why she gave her up, she'll tell her the truth. She was too young and too scared to raise a child, and she wanted Zoe to grow up with two parents.
Huh. I had a good day at school.
That's great.
When's your last class?
2 weeks from this class, I don't remember.
Many children are now old enough to talk about their open adoptions. The practice is about 20 years old, so some adoptees are now in their teens. Here's one teenager, 15-year-old Kate Sherman.
I think that if I had not known who my birth parents were, I probably would have been one of the people who searches and searches.
Kate lives in Portland with her adoptive parents and younger sister. Her birth mother lives across the country.
I love my conversations with her, and I'm glad that I know my birth parents because I can see myself in them and I can see them in me, and I know where I came from, I guess, and I know it's not some life that I could have had. It's really, this is my life, and this is the way it was meant to be, and this is the way it was supposed to be.
Kate could tell you stories that are not as harmonious as hers. She has a younger sister, also adopted, who felt hurt when both of her birth parents moved on with their lives and stopped calling and visiting. In Kate's family, as in many, the adoptive parents say they work hardest at keeping up contact with the birth parents. So this isn't always easy. Sam and Aaron, the couple you heard from earlier, have their own issues. Their son's birth mother has had a troubled life, grew up in foster care, now struggles with drugs and depression. Adoptive mother Aaron worries that if the birth mother doesn't straighten out her life, she'll be a sore spot in theirs.
It's an added stress in our life. It really is, but it does come with the territory. Once you cannot have your own kids biologically, you know, they're... Adoption is such a great thing to do. It's such a great option, and there's stuff that comes with that.
Like many people who do unusual things, Aaron has become an unofficial spokeswoman for her lifestyle. And sometimes when things in her family go awry, she feels vulnerable, like she's being scrutinized and second-guessed. When people ask too many questions about open adoption, she has one reply that usually shuts them up. "I'm proud of the decisions we've made," she says. "There can never be too many people to love a child." Neva Grant, NPR News, Portland, Oregon.